My name is Kat King. I'm a page at Midwest Genealogy Center. I brought in a window-framed piece of a quilt. My great-grandma made it for my mom. She made it in 1972, and it was stored in a cedar chest for a lot of years, but then it got moved into a plastic bin at some point, and my mom took it out and found it was falling apart, and she wanted to preserve it and then share its history with her cousin, her mom, her sister, and all of her daughters. So she did these windows. She bought these window frames and then put the quilt pieces behind it and hot glued them in with scrapbook paper. So they're really nice. I like them a lot. Every time I see it, it reminds me of sleeping at my grandparents' house because they had this pull-out couch and we would spend the night. And I just remember waking up, you know, all warm underneath the quilts and smelling blueberry muffins that my grandma was baking in the kitchen. You could hear her kind of shuffling around. So I love it. It's very special to me.
So who made the original quilt?
My great-grandmother, Ina Hand. So she was diagnosed with RA at the age of 29. She could not work because she was in a wheelchair for most of her adult life. And so she started quilting and sewing for people. I think it's very surprising that she was still sewing at the age of 62 with RA. And she managed to leave all her grandkids a quilt and each of her children $1,000, even though she never made more than a dollar an hour. So, yeah, that's what I know about her. I also brought in a framed embroidered piece of a tablecloth that my grandma made in 1957. She gifted it to me, I think it was a year or two ago. And I think she actually got the idea from my mom doing the quilt windows. But she gave all of us girls in the family a piece of the tablecloth. And that's special to me. I cried when she gave it to me. That's very special to me because I remember her teaching my sister and I when we were kids how to embroider. She would give us the hoops and put a piece of cloth on it and she would draw, you know, some flower design on there for us and just have us sit there and embroider them. And I don't feel like I was very patient when I was learning to do it. And even though I don't do it anymore, it's special memories for me. So I have that on my bookcase at home. So I see it every day.